Hi guys, it's Rach, and this is a quick word on really dangerous words. Okay, that was very dramatic, but we all know I'm a little bit dramatic, but I have been wanting to talk about this because it's something I find myself doing, and I wonder if you find yourself doing it too. And that is saying this line. I've just gotten out of the habit. I've just gotten out of the habit of doing my morning routine. I've just gotten out of the habit of cold therapy. I've just gotten out of the habit of talk therapy. I've just gotten out of the habit of eating well. Man, I was eating so well. I was feeling good. I had this great energy, and I've just gotten out of the habit. See, I feel like that statement is, it seems innocuous. It seems like something that can't hurt us. It's really casual. Like, oh, I've just gotten out of the habit, which implies that it's something simple you can slip right back into. But because it seems like something simple, I find in my own life that often I don't take it very seriously. Like, can you think of a time when you were feeling great or when everything was sort of clicking or you were in a flow state or you were really strong in your faith, you were really aligned with who you wanted to be, you were showing up in the right way? Can you remember that time? Now ask yourself, were there habits, were there routines, were there rituals that you were doing during that time period that were helping to support the version of yourself that you want to be? And if there were habits, routines, and rituals in that time, why aren't you doing those things right now? But why do we do this? Like, if you know that there are things in your life that made your life better and you've let them slip away, why do we not associate those habits with the good feelings that we were having when we were having them? I think it's because it's a really slippery slope. It's really easy to do one thing that steps outside of your routine and then do it again and do it again and do it again until suddenly the routine has become something you didn't mean it to. The reason I bring this up is because I think that catching yourself anytime you say something like, oh, I've just gotten out of the habit, should be an alarm. Like, alarm should go off, whistles, things are blaring. That should be a red flag to you. That should be a sign that you're talking about something that was actually really good for you. I think if we're being honest, sometimes we start chasing the next cool habit, the next thing that we want to add, because it's easier than staying consistent with the habits we know work. Like, we're always looking for something new. And if you don't believe me, go on YouTube and you will see 1 million examples of habits to try, morning routine, things that 99% of people won't do, things that millionaires do. Like, there's all of this content around the idea of what you can do next. But maybe what you need is not the next bright, shiny thing. Maybe what you need to actually gain traction against your goals and gain traction against who you want to be is showing up in a way that you used to. Okay, here's a great example. If you are in a romantic relationship, let's say you've been in a romantic relationship for a while, and you feel like you've lost some of the spark, you've lost the sexiness, you've lost those gooey, delicious feelings that we have at the beginning, you've lost the magic. And maybe you're wondering, like, oh man, is my girlfriend the one for me? Is my boyfriend the one for me? Because things are just sort of feeling stale. Here's what I would ask you before you decide, like, to bounce. What I would ask is, what are things that you were doing at the beginning of your relationship that you're no longer doing now? When we first fall in love with someone, it's addictive. It's exciting. We'll do anything for that person because we love these good feelings that we have. But over time, there's something that develops that's called the law of familiarity, that you get used to something and so you don't put as much intentionality into it. You don't take it as seriously as you once did. So a really easy way to bring the magic back is start pursuing your partner, start pursuing your love life, start pursuing sexiness and intimacy and any of those good feelings the way you did in the beginning. I'm using romance as an example, but I think this can be applied to your job, your leadership position, the way that you parent, your purpose, your health journey, your nutritional goals, your spiritual goals, your financial goals, like literally, guys, anything that you are currently working on is about stacking one great habit on top of another consistently to see incredible results. So maybe, just maybe, the answer for you right now is not about looking forward. It's not about, okay, what do I do next? What do I do next? It's about what used to work and how can I incorporate what used to work into the person I am today to create something really, really special.